ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज, चैप्टर नंबर 4, text number 10. This is about the transcendental knowledge. The text goes like this: Vitarag bhaya krodhaha madmana mamupasitaha bahuo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magataha. Vita means free from, raga means attachment, bhaya fear, krodhaha and anger, madmaya fully in me, mam in me, upasritaha being fully situated, bahava many, jnanam of knowledge, tapasa by the penance, puta being purified, madbhava transcendental love for me, agataha attained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. As described above, it is very difficult for a person who is too materially attached to understand the personal nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Generally, people who are attached to the bodily conception of life are so absorbed in materialism that it is almost impossible for them to understand how the Supreme can be a person. Such materialistic people cannot even imagine that there is a transcendental body which is imperishable, full of knowledge and eternal blissful. In the materialistic concept, the body is perishable, full of ignorance and completely miserable. Therefore, people in general keep this same bodily idea in mind when they are informed of the personal form of the Lord. For such materialistic men, the form of gigantic material manifestation is supreme. Consequently, they consider the Supreme to be impersonal. And because they are too materially absorbed, the conception of retaining the personality after liberation from the matter frightens them. When they are informed that spiritual life is also individual and personal, they become afraid of being persons again. So they naturally prefer a kind of merging into impersonal void. Generally, they compare the living entities to the bubbles of the ocean, which merge into the ocean. That is the highest perfection of spiritual existence attainable without individual personality. This is a kind of fearful stage of life, devoid of perfect knowledge of spiritual existence. Furthermore, there are many persons who cannot understand spiritual existence at all. Being embarrassed by so many theories and by contradictions of various types of philosophical speculations, they become disgusted or angry or foolishly conclude that there is no supreme cause and that everything is ultimately void. Such people are in a diseased condition of life. Some people are too materially attached and therefore do not give attention to spiritual life. Some of them want to merge into the supreme spiritual cause, and some of them disbelieve in everything, being angry at all sorts of spiritual speculation out of hopelessness. This last class of men take to the shelter of some kind of intoxication, and their effective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual visions. One has to get rid of all the stages of attachment to the material world. Negligence of spiritual life, fear of a spiritual personal identity, and the conception of void that rises from frustration in life. To get free from these three stages of the material conception of life, one has to take complete shelter of the Lord, guided by a bona fide spiritual master, and follow the disciplined and regulated principles of devotional life. The last stage of devotional life is called bhava, or transcendental love for God. According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, first canto, fourth chapter, text number 15 and 16, the science of devotional service is described like this. Adav shraddha tatah sadhu sangha atha bhajana kriya tato ni anartha nivritti sya tato nishtha ruchis tatah asaktis tatha tato bhav ratah prema dyum ajanchi sadhakanam evam premana pragur bhavit kramah. In the beginning, one must have a preliminary desire of self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master, and under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachment, attains steadiness in self-realization, and acquires a taste of hearing about the Absolute Personality of God in Sri Krishna. This taste leads one to forward to attachment to Krishna consciousness, which is mature in bhava, or preliminary stage of transcendental love of God. Real love of God is prema, the highest perfectional state of life. In the prema state, there is constant engagement in transcendental loving service of the Lord. So, by a slow process of devotional service, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being freed from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality, and from the frustration that results in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain to the abode of the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalataya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manomishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhuktale Swayam Rupa Kadamakyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Rupnatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantam Shab He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastade Takta kanchan gaurangi rade vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanusti devi pranamami shriyantriya Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Vitarāga bhaya krodaha manmaya māmupāsitaha bahuo jñāna tapasā pūtā madbhāva mātataha. Being free from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. So, in this particular verse, Lord Sri Krishna ascertains the practicality of how to approach the path of religion in order to achieve the desired goal of life, which is called love of God, Krishna prema, or Bhagavad prapti. to come to our natural occupation, which is eternal, means it is beyond the bodily conception. We have to act on the platform of the soul, not on the body. By knowing the nature of the soul, which is eternally subservient to the Supreme Pole, Krishna, we are obligated to come to that stage of perfection. Krishna says that out of many, many thousands of people, some may try to become perfect in this life. Out of many, many thousands, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit gatati siddhaye. Out of many, many thousands of people, hardly one tries to make his life perfect, even physically. And out of all the perfected beings, yatatamapi siddha, kaschin mam veti tatvata, hardly one knows me in truth. The knowledge of him is not easy to come by. One has to purify himself. If we want to know anything about the Supreme, then we must purify. What do we have to purify? The body? Oh, we take bath every day. How would you purify your inner being? There are processes. They say if you give voluntary inconvenience to the body, you'll be able to tolerate the urges which are inner from the mind, intelligence and ego, they will become purified. So, tapascharya, tapasadhana, is a purifying action. Simply by taking bath, one is not purified. But by performing activities which are voluntary. Why voluntary? They should not be forced. Because we have to preserve the goal of life, which is love of God. Love cannot be imposed, cannot be forced. So we have to take a voluntary process. So, it is very, very rare that one knows about the Lord's nature in truth. But knowledge is not all in all. That is a process which has to further the knowledge about the practical application of the knowledge. And that is devotional service. What good is the knowledge? People who are in knowledge, they can be also mistaken. The mistaken identity of the Lord, because they do not know where to progress, how to progress. They are trying to limit the process of knowledge. They become impersonalized, voidist, or at the maximum they can make themselves God. So there is no God other than him. Now Krishna is telling, vitaraga bhaya krodha. So we should examine. Vitarag means forsaken, given up. Bhaya, raga means attachment. Bhaya means fear and krodha means anger. Anything of these three, which we still retain as our precious thing in life, make sure we are going to be stuck here. But If we want to go home, back to Godhead, then they should go. Raga should go, bhaya should go, and krodha should go. If you see, these three things are linear in fashion. The attachment causes fear. A fearful person is always angry. He is always angry because he fears. He becomes angry. Fear is coming from ignorance of reality. That he is a soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. How is it possible that he has accepted the false nature to be true nature and trying to accumulate beyond his capacity? Then, because of the attachment of accumulation is there, he has to be fearful. So he invests a lot of energy, money and manpower into protection of his property. He will take life insurance, security insurance, home insurance, fire insurance, theft insurance, every kind of insurance that is there, not guaranteed. Because he is fearful, he will end up working in some entangling works, more and more binding works. And because he is not successful, he gets frustrated and becomes angry. Even though he has so much at his disposal, yet he can't enjoy it. What a pathetic condition is with a raga manmana mupasvita. When person, instead of becoming attached to the material asset, become attached to Krishna, he is also called Vitaraga. If he is attached to Krishna, then he has no fear. If he has material attachment, he has lots of fears. He may not show, but he has lots of fears. He will not sleep even during the night. He can't. How many tablets he might take, but he will not be able to sleep peacefully. And because his efforts become frustrated, he has not perfected his life. But by attachment to Lord Krishna, the first thing is that fear goes away. Narayano paro vyaktatma utaschana vidyati svargapi narkeshu tulyartha eva darshana. One who takes shelter of Govinda, Narayana, he will become fearless. This is the first sign. He will not be afraid of any condition, whether in heaven or hellish, because he considers both are equal. Would not be attached, because both are material. Heaven. What to speak of this earth? Everything is same. So vitaraga, he will be fearless. And therefore, if he has nothing to fear, is there anything left for him to become angry for? He has already conquered his senses. He has already conquered his mind. Naturally, mamupasita, in this way, if they are taking close shelter, then bahuvo jnana tapasa. Many people have by the depth of knowledge of how to become detachment from the material attachment and how to become free from fear, anger, jnana thoughts. These are the purifying processes. Krishna says, madhbhava upagata. Madhbhava. They have come and attained my nature. Upagata. So Krishna is giving an alternative of life. If one neglects to take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna, thinking himself to be an ordinary man, harbors the enmity and animosity generates fear. And he will become angry. Many impersonalists, even though they are called transcendentalists, they will become so fearful being challenged by the devotees. And they will become angry. They will become angry. And they lose their temperament. Because Krishna consciousness, philosophy, the words of Krishna cannot be undone. They become fearful of losing their position and prestige in the society. So they start blasting. But that's sheer animosity. On the other behalf, a devotee can become very angry too, to smash the arguments of Mayavadis, impersonalists, those who are usurping the position of Lord Sri Krishna. That fear a devotee may show, but it is considered to be the devotional service to Lord Krishna for the glorification. Guru Gaurava Savior Bhava. You can utilize any damn thing in Krishna's service. Because Narayana Parabhu. So this is the sign of a devotee. Because he is not attached to the material assets or material possessions, he is using everything in his possession in service of Krishna. Therefore, even apparently he may be looking that, oh, he has so much opulence. But he is not using for sense gratification. This microphone is not allowed to be used in entertainment projects. Because it is engaged in service of the Supreme Lord. So, if somebody wants to use this, go and purchase your own. We tell them. The idea is that the subject matter is Lord Sri Krishna. Because upagata, if we are desirous to go back home, back to God, then naturally, this is the perfection of our life. We have been hearing this from our elders. We have been hearing from the Shastras. We have been hearing from the Kathas and other occasions of association. So it depends, you know, what kind of association are we cultivating. The human form of life is very, very rare to achieve. Out of 8.4 million species of life, one life is called human. Right? And that too, if we do not understand the purpose of human form of life and use it in association with worldly matters, and not in connection with the Supreme, so naturally, it will be spoiled. People have tried to become perfect even in this aspect. And yet, it is difficult that they will not end up in devotional service. Because they have no faith. They have no faith. A poor faith. Confused faith. A confused faith is worse than having no faith. Srila Prabhupada would say, an honest atheist is far better than a Mayavadi. Those who are not understanding the purpose of life is meant for going back home, back to God. Bhagavad Prabhupada. An honest atheist is far better than a Mayavadi. So, why a Mayavadi? Because they think they are superior than the God. They think that God is also made up of Maya. Maya is far better than God. There are so many examples. So, manushyanam sahasrim sukhaschitatiti siddhe yatadamapi siddhanam kaschin mahmiti tatrata. So, knowledge about the Supreme Lord is available to those who have perfected their lives and use the principle of austerity and finances to purify themselves. One may be able to know the transcendental nature of the Lord. But those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth, all of them are not taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. So, it is also very rare amongst them, one who has taken shelter of Lord Shri Krishna, thinking that Vasudeva is alone. Sa Mahatma Sugurva. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudevam. Out of many, many human form of births, of those who are in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, when they take shelter, telling that Lord Krishna is everything, then they are very rare souls. They are called mahatmas. Nobody else in the eyes of Lord Krishna is Mahatma. Only those who have taken resolute shelter and strive not just simply for the showboating. He can be very well at Kalichira. Na ketilak gale mala eosvache Kalichira. Simply by putting the tilak on the nose, and gale kanthi mala bhakta nivas. One has to cultivate the culture of devotional service by taking full shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is telling about how to cultivate that faith, about the resolute shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. That is the subject matter of called transcendental knowledge. The knowledge about devotional service is the ultimate knowledge. And devotional service is in the mode of transcendence because it's directly connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental in nature. And the soul is also transcendental in nature. Therefore, there is compatibility. There is compatibility. The thing which is not transcendental, like our bodily conception, our material modes, we cannot allow them to interfere in pure devotional service. Actually, they become hindrances to develop the transcendental mode. So there are guidelines. So under the care of a bona fide spiritual master, we will be guided in execution of pure devotional service. So to cultivate that faith of pure devotional service, one has to cultivate faith in the process. The process goes like that. Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Then we seek that kind of association where this performance of devotional service is going on. Artham bhajana kriya. Then we get initiated into the process. Initiated into the process under the careful guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, the initiation should take place. Then anartha nivrutti syat. The fourth stage of development should be eradicating the unwanted things in our lives that become hindrances in execution of devotional service. Tato nishtha. Then our faith has all opportunities to become confirmed, verified. Tatha ruchi. Then we develop the taste of pure devotional service. Without going through a very strenuous process of purification by anartha nivrutti, one is not going to get a pure taste. One may be getting abhas, a shadow. But we have to progress. Tatha ruchi, tatha asakti, tatha bhav, tatha prema. Bhav, madbhavam agata. So to come to the stage of bhav, please beg the mercy of Radharani, because she is mahabhav, swarupa. She knows how to serve Lord Krishna best. Therefore, to fulfill the obligation of human form of life, one must chant
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Make your life perfect. So, thank you very much. I am being pushed away. Jai Jagat Krishna Prabhupada ki jai.